American half pound. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
And then, of course, there's the ontological argument for a deity.
And there's more sex on television. Yeah, I know. People are renting porno videos and they're showing them. Yeah, I would say so.
Yes, things you're not supposed to know, and real jazz. Real jazz has a melody in many variations. It's music essentially for dancing, even if you don't dance. And the music swings. It can be as hot as a boil in the devil's podocus.
Inspired lonely. If y'all thinking how the day is Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio show. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, sometimes political speeches, real world historical events even, mixed in between and on top of the music that each week has a different theme. And this week, we've got a real canonical Tears of the Gods for you, where we're exploring one genre very deeply. Yes, our theme is jazz. And we're going to be playing you a rather wide variety of jazz. And it's going to be a little bit more than just jazz, because as our feature, we've got the rock and roll band Queen, their outstanding 1978 album called Jazz. And we're going to be hearing songs from that in each of our sets this evening. But yeah, we're going to be going deep into jazz music, hearing from lots of traditional jazz musicians, and also featured predominantly in the mix are some brief excerpts from some of the speeches of Martin Luther King Jr., along with, well, our other audio clips from who knows where. We began the show with Oscar Peterson and Corcovado from his album We Get Requests. And then from Queen's jazz album, it was actually the closing track on that album called More of That Jazz, which was written by their drummer, Roger Taylor, who I love that guy. He's a drummer, but he's multi-talented. He's a guitar player too. He plays other instruments, and that was his substantially his piece that he played most of the instruments and sang all of the vocals. But what I really liked about it, as a way to introduce the show here, is it had a bunch of clips from other songs in their album. Yeah, More of That Jazz. So I'm also mixing in a bunch of clips from longtime legendary WMFO DJ Hank Fonts, who hosted his Promethean Commentary Plus Jazz radio program here on WMFO for a total of 23 years, starting in 1975 after he had been at WGBH for 9 years. Hank was an eloquent and erudite man, an expert on New Orleans jazz, socialism, and weightlifting. And his show generally consisted of him reading excerpts from books and essays and commenting on them and other issues that concerned him. Plus, this was the plus part, playing jazz music. And it was unlike anything I had ever heard before. This was before I joined WMFO, and it was just an excellent example of intelligent, high-quality, non-commercial, free-form radio. And Hank was 90 years old when he died, and except for the last few years of his life, he was in outstanding physical condition for a man his age, regularly going to the gym to lift weights, and he was able to get around, for the most part, quite independently. And as a point to ponder, despite his long associations with many jazz musicians, Hank himself never drank or smoked, which just may have had something to do with his long and healthy life. If you want to learn more about Hank, just type his name, Hank, and then the last name is spelled F-A-U-N-C-E, into Google. And I'm so proud that in a eulogy I delivered for him on August 8th, 2013 at the Community Church of Boston is the number one Google hit for him. Although there's a technical problem with it, but thankfully the number two, it doesn't display correctly, but thankfully the number two Google hit is a replica of that another person, a man named Lee. Well, he's at lee.org. Well, you'll find it, yes. He put a copy of that up at his website. So, yeah, backing me up right now is Sun Ra and his orchestra with Mayan Temple, and we'll be having all of my ambiance, the music I play while I'm talking from Sun Ra this evening. And in the next set, we've got six songs for you, and all leading up to one of the big single hits from Queen's jazz album as our conclusion. But we're going to be hearing from Astrud Gilberto, the Mallet Men, Ella Fitzgerald, and Miles Davis. But first is the pianist Bud Powell. And with him, one of the things of note is you'll hear this kind of mumbled singing that he does along with his playing. This is a recording made back in 1953, A Night in Tunisia. Here for you on the Tears of the Gods sound collage. In WMFO in Medford. Jazz. 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 Thank you.
trouble talking to girls.
Who can I turn to when nobody needs me? My heart wants to know, and so I must go where destiny leads me. With no star to guide me, and no one beside me, I'll go on my way, and after the day, the darkness will hide me. And maybe tomorrow, I'll find what I'm after. I'll throw off my sorrow, back still I'll borrow my share of laughter. With you I could learn.
I try to be not too black and white.
I want them to know and see that these new privileges and opportunities did not come without somebody suffering and sacrificing for them.
A fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend. This is. We should be like a couple of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge. great aunts, I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
It's a fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend. This is, we two should be like clams in a dish of chowder. What we just fizz like parts of settler's powder. Yes, fine romance with no glitches. A fine romance with no bitches. Just as hard to land as the Eden of France. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
A fine romance, my good fellow. You take romance and I'll take jello. You're calmer than the seals in the Arctic Ocean. At least they flap their fins to express emotion. A fine romance with no quarrel. The crease in your blue serge pants. I never get the chance. This is a fine romance.
It's a fine romance, my dear judges. Two old fogies who need crutches. True love should have the thrills that a healthy climb has. Oh, we don't have the thrills that the march of time has. But other than fine romance, my good woman, my strong age in the wood, woman, you never give the audience a center glance, nor you like cactus plants. This is a fine romance. Fine romance, my dear Duchess. Two old fogies who need crutches.
True love should have the thrills that a healthy crime has. You know, Louie, we don't have half the thrill that the modern time has.
Telling me, fine romance, my very good woman. My strong age in the world, woman. Never give the orchids a center glance.
No, I prefer cactus plants. This is a fine romance.
I want you to kiss me right here.
Thank you. Won't you take me home tonight? All down beside your
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Bucher, and our theme this evening is jazz. All kinds of jazz. We kicked off that last set with the amazing Bud Powell, A Night in Tunisia. And then it was my favorite female jazz singer ever, Astrud Gilberto. Who can I turn to from her album Jazz Round Midnight? And then it was some Ultra Lounge. Yes, the Mallet Men with Smoke Gets in Your Eyes with, from Ultra Lounge Volume 6, Rhapsodesia. And my eternal thanks going out to Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez for turning me on to that whole Ultra Lounge series, as well as so many other great albums when he preceded me on Friday evening, 6 to 8. Now he's on Thursday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO. We'll be hearing some little shout-outs from him as the sound collage progresses further. And then it was a duet with Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, A Fine Romance. And then a different kind of jazz from Miles Davis, Deception, from The Complete Birth of the Cool. And then an even more different kind of jazz. Well, Queen from their jazz album, one of the biggest hits, Fat Bottom Girls. Meanwhile, right now, our ambiance is some more Sun Ra. He's going to be performing our ambiance for the whole rest of the show. This is Blues at Midnight from Supersonic Jazz, which was recorded in 1956. You know, I've been having some spectacular experiences running along the Mystic River Reservation every morning. Well, 5 days a week. And you know what? You can too. It's pretty close to us here in the Somerville, Medford area. From the Tufts campus, just a four-block west. Walk west to get to a trail. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so definitely be careful there. It's the most dangerous thing that I do in my daily life. There's so many things. You can run, walk, jog, bike, play tennis, picnic, or you can bring your own gear to have fun and play in the grassy fields. I run all the way up to the Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion, which is in between the upper and the lower Mystic Lakes, and I walk down to the near where the dam is by the lower Mystic Lake, and there's about a 40-foot beach in a wooded area, and I have some of the best experiences communing with nature. And, well, you can too. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. And this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. People who care, people who want you to have fun and enjoy life. Watch out for the poison ivy, though. There's a whole lot of it all around the grounds there. So, in the next set, we're going to be hearing from Billy May, actually the Mannix theme, which is, as you'll hear, a constant earworm for Coffee and Smoke's Alex. We're going to be hearing two more songs from Queen's jazz album, some Billie Holiday and some Exotica, Mondo Exotica, Hypnotique from Martin Denny on Ultra Lounge Volume 1. So let's get that going for you all right now. Here's Sun Ra and India with some real-life thunder from outside WMFO studios here. Thank you.
I'd have to say the Manix theme. Absolutely. I mean, that's one of my constant earworms.
You, honey. Well, if there's one thing I can't stand, is a queen without a sense of humor. You can die with your secret, miserable, piss elegant fairy.
Vietnam or Watergate, 'cause all I wanna do is
bicycle,
yeah.
Bicycle.
And what do I get? A lot of yak from you. You at least get out every day, see things, talk to people. I never get out of this cave.
Chinks, do it. Japs, do it. Up in Lapland, little Laps, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets, do it. Lithuanians, and let's do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it, not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam do it. Think of Siamese twins, some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
When we allow freedom to ring. beings from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city. We will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, we are bringing you 2 hours of jazz. Yes, going deep and exploring a wide variety of different styles in this one giant genre. We began that last set with Sun Ra and his orchestra, a song called India from Supersonic Jazz, recorded in 1956. And first, we had some real-life thunder outside the WMFO Studio A here mixed in. And then I throw in Irv Tybell's recording of a thunderstorm as well. And then Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez introduced Billy May's Manix theme from Ultra Lounge Volume 13, TV Town. Then it was a big single from that jazz album of Queen's, Bicycle Race. Followed that with Billie Holiday and Let's Do It. And then Martin Denny with Hypnotique, which I found on Ultra Lounge Volume 1, Mondo Exotica. You might remember a couple of months ago we did an Electronica and Exotica themed tier.